life. Hey, Mark. You want to talk? We'll let her play a prelude first.
Okay.
We'll let her play a prelude first.
Okay.
I think she's playing one. It's the light, the candles, and yeah. Phyllis has to get her right shoes on, and she has to get her right glasses on. And I keep losing my glasses, and they're on the end of my nose, I think. I've had two on my head. Well, good evening, everybody. Good to see y'all. Y'all all set this close on Sunday morning. What, you know, we don't. Anyway, you want to tell everybody what's.
So I did get a hold of Pastor Gibbs Sunday after our voters meeting. Well, I left him a voicemail, I should say, on Sunday after our voters meeting. Monday, he called me back. They were supposed to close on a house on today. 2 days away, so he said they just weren't in a position where they could consider a call at that time. So I called Pastor Strang Monday afternoon. He was the second one that we approved in the voters meeting, and told him that we were making an official call to him, and that I would send him the documents. And so he said he was carefully considering the offer. When he got all the documents and stuff, so he had a chance to review them. I've got all of the documents filled out, and then I realized about 4 o'clock this morning that I used the church budget that we planned on, but with his years of service, the pay scale's not right. So before I sent it off to him today, I wanted to get with Eric and Rick and Mark tonight and make sure we get the pay scale set. But I will send that off tonight to electronic copy.
Yeah, look, and you can find his church on the web, and you can watch him preach, and seems like a nice guy. So, you know, the Holy Spirit's going to make this all work out, and it always does. Just scary. See, I don't know if I've used this yet, but One of this, I don't remember who told me this, but interim ministry is like being a trapeze artist. And the interim is from when you let go of one trapeze until you get a hold of the next one. And that's the wee part, you know? It's like, wee!
Doesn't work when you don't give
the answer. Yeah, I'll just leave it at that. Having worked for district presidents, I know they all have their own pace. So, let's sing that opening hymn. Light of light, O soul begotten, radiance of the Father's face, Word made flesh, who lived among us, filled with truth and full of grace, shine upon our human darkness, pierce the night that shrouds our race. Word eternal, straight your being, God created all we see. When the empty space is echoed with the Father's, let there be light of life, burst from the darkness, power of your majesty. Still your brooding spirit hovers over chaos dark and deep, calling out with invitation, rise, awaken from your sleep. Christ the Lord will shine upon you, and from death your soul shall keep. Bring the healing restoration. Please stand. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening. Let your light scatter the darkness. Thank you. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sign, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. For he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. From him comes my praise. In the great congregation, my vows I will perform before those who fear him. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord.
And all the families of the nations shall worship before you.
For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations.
All the fathers of the earth shall worship him. Before him shall bow all the families of the earth. Even the ones who shall not keep without the law.
Posterity shall serve him. It shall be told of the Lord to the coming generations. Let us pray. Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord, and let your loving kindness descend on us, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever. Amen. You may be seated for the office hymn. Upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to all, from hands all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the closing skies they came with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lonely pains, they end on hovering wings, and ever o'er its babel sounds the blessed angels sing. All you beneath your heavenly load, by care and guilt bound low, who toil along a dreary way with painful steps unclosed, is the hour. Come swiftly on the wing. The peace of your new begun feast. Him the angels sing. For lo, the days have come to pass by prophets seen of old. This word of grace shall to you the earth. God, ancient promise bring. A reading from Romans. For by grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of the faith that God has assigned us. For as in one body we are all many members, and the members do not have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. This is the word of the Lord. And a reading from Mark. And they were bringing children to him so that he might touch them, and the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant with them and said, "Let the children come to me, do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. In many and various ways, God spoke to his prophet, people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days. Sing the next hymn.
Aside his crown for my soul.
God and to the Lamb, I will sing, I will sing. To God and to the Lamb, I will sing. To God and to the Lamb, who is the great I Am. While millions join the theme, I will sing, I will sing. When millions join the queen, I will sing. And from death I'll sing. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I know from experience that most people, when they think about hospital staff, don't think about there being a chaplain there. It's because I don't think we're in any of the television shows. We need to market ourselves better as chaplains. I can still remember the reaction of one lady that I met down in the emergency room. I could see her read my name tag, and I knew exactly when she hit the word chaplain, because she started saying, no, 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 and jumping backwards out into the parking lot. I had to chase her down. I didn't come with any bad news. I was just coming to tell her that her husband was fine and she could come back to see him. And but I learned something that day. Yeah. Pastors, like chaplains, want to communicate that we are here to help people to deal with their daily issues. But here's where the problem really lies. What are spiritual issues? Tonight our theme is being spiritual. What does that mean, to be spiritual? I think too many people think it means to be religious or holy or holier than thou or holier than me. Being spiritual sounds rather mystical, like something a monk might do. I doubt many of us consider ourselves spiritual most of the time. I think most of us would like to be more spiritual if we could figure out what that meant and how to attain that for ourselves. Our yearning to be more spiritual, as we read the Bible, study what it means to us in our daily lives and what it means in our worship. Learning how to chant a litany might be one way of being spiritual, but anybody can sing four notes and hum. I don't know about the humming yet. I think the humming is maybe a stretch. I thought about looking up a definition for spiritual, but really found what I was looking for in that gospel lesson from Mark. I think Jesus gave us the best definition of spiritual when he told us to become like a child. Not childish, but childlike. Think about how good it is to be a child held in the arms of their parents or their grandparents. Life must never really seem to be better than that. All your needs are met. If something isn't being met, you just scream for a little bit, and somebody will take care of it, or they'll try to take care of it if they can figure out what you're screaming about. They are trusting, naive, sometimes even innocent. If raised in a healthy environment, they know nothing of anxiety and fear. I wonder if we've all been dropped on our heads to knock that childlike faith out of us. Because most of us are just the opposite most of the time. How sad it is that we spend most of our life trying to attain the very thing we had as children. How sad that all of our attempts to be born or reborn like a child sometimes just move us farther away from being childlike and spiritual. You see, a child doesn't have to learn how to be a child. They just are. It comes naturally. I think that's one of the reasons it was so important for Jesus to come as a baby, to have the whole human experience, to be God and be in the womb of a woman for 9 months. Think about what that must have been like. The Son of God could have entered the human race at any age. Jesus came as a baby to demonstrate the ability we have as humans never to lose our childlikeness, our spirituality, even as we grow into adults. Many of us make excuses about the loss of our naivete, We point out all the problems that we've encountered in our lives, that life is hard, that you have to grow up and you have to take care of yourself, and isn't it awful? We thinking Jesus didn't encounter a few problems in life? People were trying to kill him right from the very beginning. He had to flee. And he was, as the Son of God, dependent upon his Father and frequently came to his Father in prayer throughout his ministry. Jesus matured into a man but never lost his childlike faith. Jesus never lost his spirituality. The harder we try to figure out what it means to be spiritual, the more we work on being spiritual, my hunch is, the less we discover it. We don't earn or relearn our spirituality. It is a free gift from God, which we have and we never lose. Paul talks about the gifts of the Spirit in our lesson from Romans. Every one of us have been given spiritual gifts. All of us are spiritual. None of us have to earn or learn these gifts. They are given. They are part of who we are because we are baptized and children of God. Does this mean we have to ignore them, claim we don't have them, or fail to use them? Being spiritual does require some discipline, but it isn't something we have to earn or learn. The discipline is to humbly accept the gift that God has given us in who we are and who God calls each of us to be. Sunday afternoon, you called the pastor. When you issue someone a call, a divine call, you trust that God will speak to that person and that that person will respond to God's will. You hope that the person you call accepts your call to be your pastor, but you trust that God will lead you to the right person regardless of how many times it takes. This time of year, we all enjoy watching children unwrap their gifts. It doesn't seem to matter what kind of gift they are given. Our kids, especially when they were young, more often when they were young, were just about as happy with the box their gift came in as they were the gift itself. And children never seem to be intimidated by electronics. It don't matter how many knobs, buttons, things they have on it. They just pick it up and start pushing buttons till it does what they want it to do. We adults, however, sometimes become terrified or tongue-tied by the gifts that God has given us. Yet no matter how simple or complex a gift God has given to you, it is essential for the work of God's kingdom that each of you know your calling and what God is calling you to do. So this is a season of preparation, Advent, a time for us to listen for God's call to us and where God wants us to serve him in the year to come. What gifts has God given to you? Let the child inside of you get excited and unwrap it and put it to use. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses our understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We rise for the hymn, My Soul Now Magnifies the Lord. My soul now magnifies the Lord. For he alone who shows such might has done amazing things to me. He flows his name like light, remains in time perpetually. His arm is strong, his strength is great. He scatters though a proud intent. He casts them down from high estate and gives the fallen nourishment. He feeds the hungry as his own, the wealthy leaves with empty hands. He gives his help to Israel, his gracious promise always stands. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For the peace from above and for salvation, let us pray to the Lord. for the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. For Matt and Justin, for all pastors in Christ, for all servants of the church, and for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. For Joseph, for all public servants, for the government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord. For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present and await for the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for the peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord. For the faithful who have gone before us and are with Christ, let us give thanks to the Lord. Alleluia. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, you instituted the office of public ministry and instructed your church to call ministers of your word. Having prayed for the guidance of Holy Spirit, we have called a pastor, the Reverend Strain, to proclaim your saving gospel among us. Assist him to recognize the needs of this congregation and the welfare of your kingdom, and if it be your will, grant that he accept the call to serve among us. Hear us for your own sake as you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting in his promise, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you. Amen. Be seated for the final hymn. Go. tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching o'er silent flocks by night, behold, throughout their heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain, Jesus Christ is born. On the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. When shepherds in manger the humble Christ was born, God sent us salvation the blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain, Jesus Christ is born. Yeah.